is Amal Awad and you're listening to Creative Confessionals. My apologies for the major delay between episodes. I know I've always been a little bit sort of haphazard with this podcast. I haven't really been consistent. I probably should think about that. But we had a major lockdown in Sydney, Australia, which is where I'm based, and it kind of threw a massive spanner in the works when it came to schedules and timetables and just getting things done. And I haven't forgotten about the podcast. I just saw that the other episodes were still getting a bit of traction, which was really nice to see. I always welcome feedback, and if there's something you want me to talk about, whether it's me being an author or a screenwriter or a journalist or just any kind of creative questions, I'm more than happy to take a look and have a go at answering them. In this episode, it's just a short one. I really wanted to talk about something that I feel like I haven't really covered enough. A lot of what I talk about is how to sustain your creative processes, how to enjoy the process, how to make sure that you realize that the process is actually the outcome, not necessarily the product or thing that you deliver at the end of the day. And I realize that that's such a it's such a difficult thing to really understand sometimes. What does that really mean? How can we live creative lives knowing that we can't always make a living out of them? Are they just passions? Are they side gigs? And one of the big things that we always have to think about, I suppose, until we've really quote unquote made it, and even then you might be thinking about this, is when do you finally call it quits on something? In my card deck, The Creative's Compass, one of the cards talks about, would you still do this even if it didn't give you the result that you wanted? Please say yes. And what I probably could add to that is, if the answer is not yes, then that is in itself an answer for you. And I think that this is really important. Your creativity shouldn't feel like a noose around your neck. It shouldn't feel stifling. It should feel liberating. It should feel like that safe place, that place you go to where you can really be yourself and be authentic and discover and unpack and unfurl and find out what matters to you or how you see things. I think that creativity, it might not always be joyful, but it should always feel affirming or powerful, or like, this is what I want to be doing right now, or this is what I should be doing right now, because anything else is not an option in some way or other. I don't want to romanticize this. I think it's really important to realize that as much as creativity is a side gig for a lot of people, it doesn't feel like a side gig. It feels like a purpose. It feels like it's what we're here to do. And that makes it really hard sometimes to walk away from. And you don't necessarily have to walk away from something. But what if it's not giving you what you really want? What if it's really causing more suffering than joy? I think you really do need to take a moment and do a stock take at those points and ask yourself, all right, what am I getting out of this process now? What can be salvaged from this wreckage? And what do I need to discard in this process that isn't working anymore for me? I think it's really important to have honesty in your creativity. And it's not about being honest with other people. It's about being honest with yourself. It's about knowing that sometimes we're more motivated to reach a goal because we think we should reach it rather than because we want to. And I think there's that kind of stock take. So really looking at the work you do and the why of it. So this is something I really care about doing. This is why. I don't need to explain it, but I'm satisfied that I want to be doing this. And then on the other hand, you have those jobs that you absolutely know in your heart. You're just doing it because you feel like you should. Like, well, everybody else who's succeeded in writing has written a book like this, or they started out like this, or if I'm an actor, I have to do this. And I feel like we are discounting our own internal circuitry a lot in these processes. You have this machine inside of you humming all the time, giving you information. Call it gut instinct, intuition. But also you have these external circuits that are coming to you and flowing to you. And either they are giving you positive feedback and information, or they're giving you negative feedback or a complete lack of information. You need to pay attention to that too. I don't know anyone who hasn't gone through this if they are living a creative life. And I think that when you are a creative, really there's no separation between your creativity and the rest of your life in a lot of ways, because your creativity is so informed by your real world and your real life. So the question I want to ask is, when do you give up on something? Not necessarily an entire path or a career, but maybe even just a single project, when you're really getting nothing out of it. And I don't mean, so you might be doing something that could sell a lot of units, but you have zero joy in the process. That's up to you if you want to continue on that path. But let's just say it's not giving you the outcome that you feel you want or deserve. So financially, you're struggling to make a living out of what you do. When you call it quits on that, I would say it's really when you can't afford to do it anymore mentally. Because we can always make money, I suppose, in different ways. But that internal world, that well-being that we have, that is so crucial to how we create, if that's heavily impaired and completely lacking in joy, you've got a problem. I feel like it's important to have the courage to be able to look at something and see when it's not working. I've had to do it myself in a lot of ways. And the other thing is, don't discount the power of exhaustion. Sometimes it's not that you need to give up, it's that you need to take a break. That's currently what I'm doing, actually. I'm taking a big break. I've written 4 books in the space of 6 years, almost back to back. 3 of them were nonfiction, and if you're a regular listener, you know that they were really, really difficult projects to write because they involved a lot of research and travel, a lot of oversight. I had to make sure they were very accurate and honored the stories of others, not just my own. And they had to have something to say. Most of my projects, I try to have something to say, but with nonfiction, it's a bit trickier. And then I recently had a novel come out, which has been a labor of love, and I absolutely loved writing the book, The Things We See in the Light. And I also had to go back and revise and edit the previous 2 novels that I had written, Courting Samira and This Is How You Get Better. They have now been re-released through Pantera Press, which is my publisher for the novels, and they're available on Kindle and hopefully on print on demand. This isn't me trying to push them onto you. What I'm trying to say is that I had to go back and revisit those books in order to put them out into the world again, because I had written them without editorial guidance. I had basically put them out as a self-published author. And now I'm really pleased to say that I do have a publisher behind my novels, and I've had publishers behind my nonfiction books and all of those things. But I'm tired. Like, I've been writing for a long time back to back, and it just didn't occur to me to stop. I just thought, I understand the importance of rest time, but really sometimes you need to take a break and take a step back and really just take a look at, okay, how am I feeling right now? What do I need to do next? And sometimes you're only going to be met with silence, and that's okay. I think that there is a lot to be said about flow and confirmation from the universe, or, you know, the higher beings, whatever you believe in, divine forces. But sometimes they are quiet and they're not telling you anything. And that's when you have to be quiet and realize that maybe that's also in itself a hint to just take a step back and just take a deep breath and reassess and take a look at what you're up to and what you want to do and what's calling to you. I think sometimes another danger of just persisting with things that we think we should do is that we really miss out on other potentials and opportunities that could be a lot more exciting and fruitful and joyful to create, and hopefully with other people, but not necessarily. I really wanted to just talk about this because I feel like mental exhaustion and creativity are so interlinked and not talked about enough. Authors get a lot of burnout because writing books is just not easy. It's such a difficult process. Whether it's nonfiction or fiction, it takes a lot out of you. And I personally love writing, and I think you need to love it to be a writer. But you also have to understand that it's, you know, a highly saturated marketplace. You're putting something out there and you're sort of really in a big crowd of other amazing writers and storytellers. So you have to be aware that what is the most important thing to you is not necessarily going to reach everyone that you want it to reach straight away and all of those things. I was very lucky that the latest novel, The Things We See in the Light, got some really lovely reviews in Australian media, and I was really pleased to see that. It meant a lot to me that people were receiving the book in such different ways. That was what was really interesting for me. There were a lot of different reviews and different takes on the book. For some people, it was a very serious book, and for others, it was very escapist and romantic. So I accept all of that. I don't have a problem with people reading my book differently. I think it's actually wonderful if they do, because it means that the book can speak to different people. So here's what I really want to just say is, on your path as you are pursuing your creative tasks, whether you are a full-timer or a part-timer or a casual creative, whatever you call yourself, don't be afraid to down tools and just take a break sometimes. It does wonders for you. It does wonders for your creativity as well, because you actually get to take a step back and revive and refresh and restore so that you go back in with new vibrant energy. And that's really fun and exciting. And I would love that for you. And I hope you can find the time to do that. I am going to sign off now. This is a quick one. I just wanted to put that out there because I've been thinking about it a lot, about how much creatives push themselves to just constantly be creating. Almost like if I have a gap here, something's going to fall through. And that's not necessarily the case. You've done a lot up until that point that is standing quite firm. So you need to be backed up by that in your heart as well as your head. And I think that that's entirely possible for you. So just, you know, back yourself completely in terms of your catalogue of what you've already done, of what your efforts have been. And just remember that it can be a hard process, but it should still be something that feels very strong and powerful for you and energetically joyful, because I feel like, what is the point otherwise of anything if you're not really getting that out of it? And it really, remember that the process is really the outcome of what you're doing, that you are meant to enjoy that process, because once it's out there, whatever it is that you're producing, it doesn't belong to you anymore in a way. It kind of belongs to the receivers of your work. And so if you didn't have fun producing it, how is anyone going to have fun accepting it in whatever way you want to interpret fun or joy, whatever? Anyway, I'm going to sign off here. Thank you for listening. It's so wonderful to see people from around the world listening. I'm so excited to see the stats showing Germany, the US, Australia, the UK. I really love the fact that I have regular listeners, and I really appreciate you tuning in. And please know that I do welcome any questions or topic suggestions. Please visit amalawa.com, and you can use the contact form to reach out to me and let me know your thoughts. Thank you for listening. This has been Creative Confessionals. May your creative journey be a beautiful one. Thank you.